Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
My what?
If I can please have your zip code to pull up your account.
71263.
Okay, thank you so much. One moment, please. Okay, 71263, and your first and last name, please.
Lorinda Baker.
All right, thank you, Ms. Baker. And one moment, please, while I access your information. Okay, I do apologize for the wait. I'm still accessing your account. All right, let's see. For security purposes, please verify your address.
512 West McIntosh Street, Oak Grove, Louisiana.
Okay, McIntosh. Okay, thank you so much for that information. And I'm accessing the remainder.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see.
I don't know what this is that's coming out of my checking account.
Okay, I'm about to get there. Okay, so I have located an account that shows your first and last name along with your address. And it shows here that you're calling us about the Bytes Hub app. It is a meal app that provides the customer the recipe plans and meal guides to help you to eat and feel better.
Oh, no. I didn't order that, though.
Okay. Well, before I get you transferred to the fraud department, it starts when an individual uses, for the most part, their Android or iPhone to complete a survey and enter a contest. It shows that a Dyson vacuum, it was what was offered to win or to purchase. But the Bytes of Meal app was in the terms and conditions for that monthly membership price of $59.89. Do you remember the survey or the Dyson vacuum?
I remember seeing the Dyson vacuum, but that's all I remember because I didn't do anything. I got out of it.
Did you enter any information on the page?
No.
Okay, that's the only way that we have information here. Something was entered on a web page. We don't know who the survey's from, but what shows here is what was entered on a web page. And but once the order.
But I don't want this coming out of my account anymore.
Okay, well, that's optional. I just wanted to see if it was something I really needed to transfer you to fraud for. Fraud means that it was nothing done. You might want to check your email, though, for 5/11.
I have, and I didn't see anything on there.
You might want to check it for 5/11. That's when it shows that that was initially done.
Okay. I still don't remember doing anything because I would have remembered putting my card in.
All right. Well, I'll just follow with regular protocol then. With Bytes Hub, it helps you to helps you to count calories. I can offer a $20 discount off the subscription if you wanted to get it for someone in the family or household.
No, I don't want it.
All right. So with the cancellation, that's effective today. And
okay.
Let me get over to. All right, I'm just waiting for it to completely close out here. All right, so for the cancellation, that's effective today, cancels all future charges. You have a confirmation of C920 844-235.
Can you say that one more time?
It is C as in cancel, 920-844.
But my pen's not right.
Okay.
Oh, ain't that right? What happened to it? I will. Okay. I got it now.
Okay. You have the number, or you want me to read it?
Yes, I have it. I have it.
Okay. Well, that's your cancellation confirmation, so there's no more bites of subscription.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Is there any other questions that I can answer for you?
Well, no. I just don't want it coming out anymore.
No, ma'am. You don't have to worry about that.
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.